Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 23 and 24. And this, verses 23 and 24, is a portion of the conversation that Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well. And Jesus, in verses 23 and 24, Jesus was talking about how we are to worship God. So even though these two verses are directly tied to the conversation Jesus had with the woman at the well, I want to put a little bit of a different thought on it for this message. And the thought for this message is, have we forgot about worship? And you might say, well, Joel, what do you mean? Well, what I'm really referring to is, do we really, truly worship God? I mean, do we truly give Him our hearts and offer Him our praise, our honor, and our glory for everything that He has done for us? Because as I've had this thought and I've kind of processed this thought throughout the week, I've done a rewind on my prayer life. And I've tried to examine the best I could my prayer life. And what I've found in my prayer life is most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, my prayers consist of, Lord, do this for me. Lord, give me this. Lord, get me out of this situation. Lord, do this. Do this for me. Help me here. Help me there. Do that. Give me this raise. Give me that, whatever it might be. And I think you get the point. The prayer life has mostly consisted of me, centered amongst me. Selfish prayers. I don't want to necessarily say praying amiss, but yes, some of it is, has been praying amiss. Very selfish, very self-centered prayers. Yes, we are to cast all our cares upon Him, for He knows what we need. He cares for us, and we are to cast everything at His feet. Yes, and we've probably all done a very good job of that, of looking to our Savior, looking to the Creator of this universe for the things that we need, and trusting in Him. And yes, from that perspective, yes, we've probably all done a very good job. But how many times have we just come to worship? To when we come to pray, when we go into that secret place, just to worship. We put our wants aside. We put our needs aside. We put our cares aside. We put everything aside. And we just worship the true Savior, the true and the living Savior. And us not requesting anything of Him. And we're literally just worshiping Him for the work that He did, that perfect life that He lived. He went to the cross of Calvary, shed His blood for us. He suffered and died. How often do we just truly worship Him for what He has done? How often do we just truly worship Him for the grace and mercy and forgiveness that He has shown us throughout our lives continually? His protective hand, His guiding hand, and everything that He has done for us in our life. How many times have we just stopped and worshiped Him just for that? Because He is worthy. He is truly worthy. And there is no other name under heaven whereby man must be saved. There is no other name, no other name that should be glorified and praised other than the name of Jesus. But so oftentimes when we go to pray, it's all about us. It's all about us. But it should be all about Him. But see, as we look at verse 23, Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, and He says in verse 23 of John chapter 4, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." Now, I want you to notice here how he says, true worshipers. How can you be a true worshiper of God? The prerequisite to being a true worshiper of God is you must be born again. You must have the Spirit of God. Those that have not the Spirit of God are none of His. Yes, you might be occupying a space on a pew in a church. You might be occupying a chair in a Sunday school class, or maybe even a chair in the choir. But if you have not the Spirit of God, you are not a true worshiper of the true and the living God. So yes, to be a true worshiper of God, you must be born again. You must have that time in your life where the Holy Spirit has convicted you of your sins. You bowed on a bended knee. You cried for mercy. You cried holy, and you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save your soul. There must be that time in your life. But he goes on and he says, is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, what does that mean, in spirit and in truth? When we worship, we must have all sin confessed. All sin must be brought to the mercy seat of our Lord Jesus. We must confess it. We must bring it to Him. Otherwise, we cannot worship in spirit and in truth. We can't have anything hid before God, because He knows our hearts. He created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. But see, we must worship in spirit. We don't worship God by our statue, our status in the church, or maybe our status in society, or maybe how much money we can put in the offering plate, or any kind of thing that might elevate ourselves. No. We truly set ourselves aside. We put all our passions aside, all our desires aside. We put all those things aside, and we fully focus on the risen Savior and worship Him in spirit. Now, and it goes on, and it says the very end of verse 23. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is seeking true worshipers of Him. Who is to worship Him? We are. What more is it? What else is it that we can truly offer God the Father and God the Son other than our praise and our worship of Him? So when we go into church, or we go into that secret place where we pray, we must not go into church thinking, oh, I've done God a favor, I'm here. And the only reason I'm showing up at church is because I've got this need in my life, whether it's health, whether it's financial, whether what it is. And then when we get down to pray, all our prayers about, Lord, do this for me, Lord, do that for me. No, we need to set those things aside and just truly give Him the honor, the praise, the glory for everything that He has done for us. And we truly put Him before ourselves, because a lot of times when our prayers are so self-centered, they might not seem selfish, and we may have legitimate needs in our life, but all we're praying for is, Lord, meet this need, and we completely leave worship out. We have forgotten about worship, and God is looking for those true worshipers to give Him the honor, the praise, and the glory for what He has done through His Son to save you and I from a devil's hell, so that we may be able to enjoy eternity with Him forever. God is looking for those true worshipers. And friends, I want to be a true worshiper. Yes, I have needs in my life. Yes, I have cares in my life. And God knows about them. And yes, we are to cast them at His feet. Yes, we are. But we cannot put our cares, our concerns, our needs before worship of Him, because if we do that, we're putting ourselves before God. And that is sin. We must first worship Him, must truly worship Him, give Him the honor, give Him the glory. Because if we really stop and take a step back, we must honor Him first for Him saving our souls, for Him convicting us of our sins and saving us. And then we must honor and praise Him for the grace, for the mercy that He has shown us throughout our lives. When we went astray, when we turned our back on Him, God was still faithful. He deserves honor. He deserves praise. He deserves glory for that. But how often do we honor and praise Him for the mercy and for the grace that He has given us throughout our lives? But then it goes on. In verse 24, it says, and this is still Jesus speaking, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must, emphasis on the word must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, the woman at the well here was confused because her spiritual eyes had not been opened yet. That we don't go to worship a temple. We don't go to worship a church. We don't go to worship anything like that. We go to worship God, which is a spirit. And because God is a spirit, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Meaning, we must have all our sins confessed. We must have our hearts right with God. Otherwise, the Holy Spirit will not commune with our spirit. We won't have that communion with Him. We won't have that true worship. And I'm afraid, friends, that we have forgotten about worship, and are really the only reason that we are trying and even attempting to serve God is because we have needs in our life, and our prayers are centered upon ourselves. And we're totally forgetting about worship. Like I said earlier, yes, we are to cast our cares upon God, but we cannot put our cares, our concerns, our needs before worship. We can't. We must first give God the honor, the praise, and the glory. And I want to challenge you to take a piece of paper, and I want you to write down all the things, the mercy, the grace, and all these things that God has shown you in your life. And I want you to practice praising and glorifying Him for that grace and for that mercy. And that be the first and foremost thing you do when you pray. Then you get to your needs. Then you get to your needs. Because we cannot put ourselves ahead of worshiping God. Now, I hope this message has been a help to you. As I look at the clock, I've run out of time. I hope it's been a help to you. I love you, and I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.